Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, life throws us curveballs. It's a constant roller coaster of ups and downs, wins and losses. But some folks just seem to roll with the punches better than others, right? They bounce back from setbacks faster, navigate stress like champs, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. That's resilience, folks, that inner strength that lets us weather any storm. And today, we're diving deep into a key ingredient for building that fortitude. Emotional expression. Now, I know what you're thinking isn't expressing your feelings sometimes messy. Could it actually make things worse? Well, here is the thing. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Sure, you might manage to contain it for a while, but eventually the pressure builds and explodes in ways you probably don't want. It can manifest as anxiety, anger outbursts, burnout, you name it. So, how do we unleash the power of emotional expression without turning into an emotional hurricane? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through expressing your feelings authentically. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. The first step is simply recognizing what you're feeling. Don't try to label it as good or bad, just acknowledge the emotion itself. Feeling overwhelmed by that project deadline? That's okay, it's a valid emotion. Frustrated with a friend's actions? Totally understandable. The more you pay attention to your emotional landscape, the better equipped you are to navigate it. 2. Find healthy outlets. There are countless ways to express emotions constructively. Journaling can be incredibly therapeutic, allowing you to pour out your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Physical activity is another great outlet that runners high isn't just about endorphins, it's also about releasing pent-up energy and stress. Talking to a trusted friend or therapist can provide invaluable support and perspective. And hey, sometimes a good old-fashioned scream into a pillow does wonders. 3. Practice self-compassion. Remember, you're human. It's okay to feel all the feels, sadness, joy, anger, fear. They are all part of the human experience. Be kind to yourself when things get tough, just like you would be with a dear friend. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not failures. 4. Communicate assertively. This one's crucial. Learn to express your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's essential for building healthy relationships and fostering emotional well-being. 5. Embrace vulnerability. Let's be honest, vulnerability can be scary. But it's also the key to deep connection and authenticity. Sharing your true self with others, your strengths and weaknesses alike, builds trust and intimacy. It allows you to receive support when you need it most. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you couldn't express your true feelings for fear of judgment or rejection? You know that feeling, right? Maybe there was a time when you kept your frustrations bottled up at work, leading to resentment and burnout. Or perhaps you held back from expressing your love and appreciation for someone special, fearing vulnerability. Now imagine if you could break free from those patterns. Imagine being able to communicate your needs openly and honestly, express your emotions authentically, and build deeper connections with the people around you. That's the power of emotional expression, folks. Remember that building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, but that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. So, my challenge for you today is to identify one small way you can start expressing your emotions more authentically. Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes each day, sharing a feeling with a close friend, or simply taking a moment to acknowledge how you're truly feeling in a particular situation. Don't underestimate the power of these seemingly simple actions. They can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being and your ability to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let me know in the comments what steps you're taking to embrace emotional expression. Until next time, keep on building that fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.